What is up, everybody? Welcome to the Ham Radio Crash Course Podcast. I'm back again with my wife, Leia, and we're going to talk about some fun things. There's a lot going on in the world of
Ham Radio. Still not sure what I'm doing on a Ham Radio Podcast.
Without further ado, let's get started. So, hey, everybody. Thanks for joining us again. Thank you, Leia, for joining us again. How is the license coming along?
You are so welcome. And how was your Father's Day?
My Father's Day was fantastic. You did an outrageous, awesome job.
Did I really?
Yes, it was awesome.
It didn't seem like you were so enthused by the end of the day.
That was just because I ate like spicy curry.
Yes.
To the like nth degree of spicy.
And the pad thai.
And the pad thai that was not normally
spicy. And the Mediterranean.
But yes, and you got Mediterranean food. It was all the things I wanted to eat on that particular day that I had been talking about for over a week.
I did mini live blog.
I saw that on your Instagram that you have resurrected.
Yeah, well, for Ham Tactical.
HamTactical.com.
I figured people would like this behind the scenes of your life situation. But then I rapidly realized that you are doing a whole lot while I am also doing a lot.
Right.
Which then ends up with me not being able to, I'm not free to then document all of the things you're doing.
I just do so much.
You do. You so much.
I just don't stop. I'm just always moving.
And then the rest of the time, the kids are just screaming.
Right. So. Right. Yeah. Well, that's a good, we can mention that. HamTactical.com. The website is live. You have done a wonderful job in creating merch.
Yes. I would hope so. I hope people, and if there is a merch that people want.
A merch.
Yeah. That we don't have, then I will work on getting it. I think we got two different t-shirt requests that didn't exist at the time of the launch, and I added them in.
Yes. So if that was you, go look at the website.
Yeah.
If you put in a request.
I also am looking at hats.
Ooh, hats.
Pins, patches, and stickers.
I do like a pin. I know patches are kind of where it's at. People love the patches, particularly in like the tactical community, the tactical community.
Yeah.
But pins are nice.
Like enamel pins?
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. I like to put them on my like backpacks. I don't put patches on my backpacks. I put pins on my backpacks.
What about the button pins, like the election pins?
I'm not a big fan of those.
Yeah.
Yeah, not really.
It's not that easy to get enamel pins these
No,
days.
I know.
But I am looking. Yeah. I am looking.
But thank you for doing that. The website is awesome, not because of the merch, although the merch is great. It's the funny little quips that you added, I think, to the website that really make it sparkle.
Well, when you write copy about something you don't know.
It's like the smarmy website designer. They didn't give me much to go on, so here it is. And that was very nicely done. Well, we got some reviews on the iTunes side that I wanted to read. Not a lot, but
we're not going to get into how for Father's Day.
Oh, we're going to get to that.
We are.
What?
Okay.
The antenna?
Yeah.
We have to get to the antenna. No, don't worry. That'll be next here. But
so many things happened this week to me.
To you.
Because of Ham Radio.
Specifically because of Ham Radio. Yes. So I have, let's see. I have KD2TXC. I think we haven't said this. Like a lot of people who buy radio. This is a 5-star review, by the way.
Wow.
Like a lot of people who buy
radios. I
want
to hear the 1-star review. Stop. Start with the 1-star reviews. Start with the bad news. End with the good news.
Yeah. I got radios with the best or great intentions. I got mine about 2 years ago with two kids, a full-time job with a 3-hour commute and weekend spent on college courses. My radio sat on the shelf then.
Okay, first of all, bravo to this guy.
Yeah, right?
Hustle. Top productivity, super into him.
Yeah.
Teach me your ways.
Then came COVID-19. My silver lining is that I got all the commute time back and could drive into amateur radio. Ha-ha.
Wait a minute. Does he know, though, he can listen to the podcast on his drive?
Well, yeah, and radio. Yeah. Right? But you're not getting your license and studying, really, when you're on the road.
Yeah.
At least I did with electronic, like, e-books, but, you know, whatever. 6 weeks later, I am licensed, and it's all capitals. Absolutely, thanks to Josh's podcast
Yay!
And YouTube channel. The topics are interesting and explanations are easily digestible.
I feel like I've been studying for 2 years.
Thanks so much for what you do to keep the craft alive in the mainstream. Well, I'm trying. That's a point of mine that I like to do, is to reach out to communities that are ham radio adjacent, as I like to say.
Well, huge congrats to that guy. That is an accomplishment that one of us at this table has yet to achieve.
So I got another one from C Rock Baby. I love your show. I've been listening to podcasts for the last year or so because of my job in law enforcement, and I'm tired of all the same crap on the radio. Listening to you and your wife is fun and refreshing.
I do have to say something about the crap on the radio.
Yeah.
This is so true. Mm-hmm. Because I decided I was going to try to stay current by listening to the radio.
I'm hip. I'm with it.
Big mistake.
Yeah.
Even AM radio skews so heavily one way or another.
Oh, well, that's true.
People are living in two different Americas.
Oh, yeah. We just go like 5 miles that way and it's almost a different America.
I don't understand. Over there.
Yeah.
Orange County versus Los Angeles County. That's not even a mile.
Particularly in the time of COVID.
Yeah.
The only downside is that your show is only once a week. What are the chances you two start a 5-day-a-week podcast?
Oh my
just
God,
for
we're
me?
Barely making it once a week.
I know, I'm, we're not I'm, even there.
You know what? He left such a nice review, and then we didn't have a podcast.
Yeah, we just
for
left
a
him
while.
Hanging. He's like,
so
what the hell?
Sorry, my friend. I work as well. So
recent change. It's now 1 star.
Yeah.
Enthusiastic Ham That Shares by Dano Smith. You know he does this because he loves it. Title makes it sound like it's structured learning like for a class. However, free form. Reality is you just need to hang out with him and you will learn. Aw, that's very nice. Thank you.
Tell that to the 50% of this table that doesn't have a license yet.
Osmosis ain't working over here.
I hang out with you all the time and I'm as confused as ever.
Finian24 with an exclamation point. You guys teach me so much about ham radio. My parents nor family or friends do ham radio. It's great to hear you guys go through stuff in detail.
It's time to indoctrinate them.
Yeah. I just got my license and I want to thank you for being a form of a study guide. I'm proud to be a young ham, as there is currently few. I would say it's kind of I guess for the total population of hams.
Yeah.
Young hams make up a small percentage.
Sure.
But of those hams, I feel that they're very active.
Right. They love it. When something goes from being widespread to then becoming very niche, the people who are involved in the niche are very involved.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Like plant peeps.
Okay. Plant peeps. This is N9STF, writes QRP. Versus 100 watt versus QRO.
I'm actually going to make a t-shirt about QRP and it being the champion.
He knocked out. It was like George Foreman or somebody. I don't remember that iconic picture. But it's just like a QRP radio.
She's going to make t-shirts that totally go against your advice.
That's funny. I think that's funny regardless. There was one that I thought would be funny, but I don't know how well it would play in the ham community. It's you down with QRP? Yeah, you know me.
I'm already working on that shirt.
Okay. So he writes, first, I love the podcast. You two are hilarious. I do agree with Josh. When starting out,
nothing
will turn you off from a hobby more than continually beating your head against a wall and not making any progress. QRP is typically that way. It really
are we
is,
saying then that QRP is not the entry level? QRP is the final boss.
Yeah. It's something that you do for like a challenge.
All right.
It's fine. Something that you like.
I know we did an entire podcast about this.
Yeah, I don't want to revive.
And I did not relent.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really more for a person looking for a bit more of challenge, kind of a refresher for the hobby so you can explore and keep going. Also, I kind of prefer being QRO here. Life is too short for QRP. QRO means amplifier, extra power.
I see.
So most of the table.
So when he talks, everybody listens is where we're
at. Right. And that's a common, he used it. Life is too short for QRP. That's the term like if you post something on like a message board and you mention QRP.
Okay, well that's going to be the other shirt.
There's going to be too short for QRO.
There's going to be like a pro QRP shirt,
right?
And then it'll be teams. Oh, team shirt.
Don't say anymore.
Why is somebody going to steal?
Yeah. You know, the competitive market of ham radio.
The competitive market of ham radio t-shirt.
That's it, man. Yeah, so
this is just an outlet for my comedy, really.
this is a good point we'll make before we talk into the antenna about the antenna. When you buy a base station radio, like that 7300 I have in the garage, right? The radio looking radio, the thing that sits on a table, that is 100 watt output normally.
Sure.
100 watt. And you can lower it down to 10 watts, 5 watts, and run QRP if you want that challenge. You can. There's no problem. In fact, there's contests that people do that.
Right. Is that the equivalent of trying to get a pirated movie through Roku?
Mm-hmm.
Whereas you could just buy it.
You could take 5 minutes. The QRO side of that is you buy another box that sits, and there's one in the garage, that sits next to the radio, and that takes the 100 watt and amplifies it to 800 watts.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. It bugs me just a little bit about how much ham radio is pay for play. Like,
pay to win. We say pay to win.
Okay. Well.
Yeah. I mean, you of course, you have to pay to play ham radio. I mean, you could just build one, I guess. You could still do that. There's nothing stopping anybody from doing that. There are plans online.
I mean, this is exactly why it gets so extravagantly expensive
when you get
into the hobby.
The way I look at that is the ability to make radios, scratch radios, just from parts, has existed from when radio was like discovered.
I challenge you to build a radio.
Oh, I'm thinking about doing it in the future. That hasn't changed. Everybody who is into that still has that as something they can do. There was who was I listening to? It was the Ham Radio Workbench, another great podcast.
But I want you to only make it from scrap parts.
Yeah, that's what people do.
I can't buy a kit.
No, I know. I get it.
No, you can't even buy the parts.
Oh, like I got to go to the dump and like...
Yeah.
Nice. That's not a bad challenge. I think I'd have to be like way better at building.
It has to be like post-COVID time because you don't want to be going to the dump in a pandemic.
This TV was full of COVID. I should have never...
While you're rubbing your nose, by the way.
Right, yeah, while I'm doing that, right, yeah. Now I totally lost my train of... No, okay, so the Ham Radio Workbench had the Smoke and Solder podcast, kind of one of the hosts on, and he was talking about that's kind of his passion, is just building kits from parts, not buying a kit necessarily, although he does that, but building a radio. So that never went away. Anybody could still do that.
I guess you could go to Goodwill and find some old technology.
Well, but here where I'm going with this. That part of ham radio, that's all ham radio used to be.
Right.
When it started out. You had to build your own. You had to. There were no kits. There were no companies. There were nothing like that.
If you build one of these, do you think the Elmers will stop complaining about how you don't know how to do Morse code?
No, because, I mean, you still have to know how to do Morse code. They'll just be like, look at the radio you made. Good work.
But do you know how to Morse?
Yeah. You no code. You no code extra.
Which is funny because you know a lot of code.
Yeah, but not that very specific code.
You're a pro code.
Yeah, just not the code they're looking for. Now, the thing that's changed today is that we've grown the capability of amateur radio to adopt so many new technologies. And that's why it's gotten expensive. Because, I mean, software-defined radios are basically like computers almost.
Yeah.
Right? And so you still could go old school, build your own thing, or you could save up your money and buy something that's like really great that you'll really never have to mess with and does so many things, right?
Do you want to spend your time building or do you want to spend your time talking?
Some people, and to be honest, there is a large, I'd say a pretty decent size facet of the community that they don't talk that much. They just build. Their enjoyment is making the radio work.
There's that one guy from the YouTubers Hamfest, right? Mm-hmm. And his channel is mainly about building kits, isn't it? The kit build guy. It's just like an hours of building kits.
What? I mean, I build kits. Are you not talking about me?
No, there was a guy in the YouTubers Hamfest where his channel is building kits.
You're talking about the guy I interviewed?
No, he was one of the YouTubers.
Oh, man, now you got me. I feel bad that I'm not remembering.
he was the one who was like, oh, my viewers really like to see all of it, not spliced up to the key parts.
Oh, is that temporarily offline? Might be. He's into old retro computers, too.
Well, shout out to Temporarily Offline.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so obviously, Father's Day, I spent a lot of time on the roof.
Yeah.
A lot of time.
I was a little worried about a hospital visit.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I figured everything's opening back up, so if I needed
let's
to go to the hospital.
Down. Let's
shut it down. What happened to this guy? He fell off the roof and got COVID 8 times on the roof. So I put up an antenna. Now, I told you some things on this very podcast.
Not true things.
Well, we'll get to that. So for those that don't know, and most people don't know because I haven't put out a video yet, if you watch the live stream, there was a bit of a clip of it that you could see it off of the security camera that's on the roof where you put a security camera that looks at the antenna. And it's a step IR.
Yeah.
Three elements.
I also mini vlogged you working on.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, from the ground.
The box.
Yeah. So it's a step IR three element beam antenna.
Mm-hmm.
So it goes from 6 meters to.
Also, turns out it's not smaller than a hex beam.
I didn't say it was smaller. I said it wasn't as tall. It's not like an upside down.
Okay. Let me explain something about the hex beam really fast.
Yeah, go for it.
The lines to the hex beam are very thin and also silver.
Well, that's because I painted it.
Why didn't you paint this one?
I haven't painted it yet. I was going to put it up there and see what you thought. And then that's just stock. That's like.
You know what? It actually. Well, why did you say that you were waiting to see what I thought? You don't care what I think. It's up there.
So if you would have like said no, this is like way too ridiculous, then I'd paint it. But there's a choice.
No, this is way too ridiculous.
So hear me out. You have to use specific paint if you're going to paint an antenna, and it's actually not good to if you use the wrong antenna. It basically like nullifies its capability.
Right.
Because some of them have like metal flakes in it. That would be a bad idea.
So you don't want to paint it gold, is what you're saying.
Do you want me to paint it gold?
No.
I mean, okay. If that's what gets you on board, I'll paint the thing gold.
So the hex beam in daylight, on like a very sunny day, you almost cannot notice it when you're coming up to the house because the lines are so thin on it.
I see where you're going. Yeah. Yeah. Right? Yeah. Sure.
Not the case now.
No, the elements.
And it definitely spans way more of the roof.
Yeah, like all of it.
It's
like across. It's like pretty much all of it. It's a 19.6 foot turning radius. That's the from the center mast, you measure out 19
so
feet.
Fun.
So fun.
So fun for you.
so fun. So it goes 6 meters through 20 meters as a beam, meaning directional. I can right. focus the RF. But then that second part in the middle, that's like a loop.
Yeah.
That middle part, that is, it can go longer into those little turns and come back around. And that gets you 30 meters and 40 meters as a dipole. Remember we talked about dipoles? They're just the two leads of the coax wire going in separate directions.
Yes.
Same concept, just a more complicated version of that. So that's how it works. It shoots out and folds back
in. So for Father's Day, I didn't lose my ish over an antenna.
Wow, I plan this. Every time I do this, I plan this really good. Really good.
And you got a 0G. Massage chair, full body massage chair.
We got a 0G massage chair.
Yeah, it's a gift for both of us. I guess.
That was Mother's Day and Father's Day rolled into one.
Yeah.
Yes.
So
let me ask you this. If I had not done the hex beam and just went straight to this, the step IR, how much harder would you have lost it? Have I just
probably
beaten you
more
down?
Probably more because you started with like this one pole on the side of the house that was like janky looking as hell.
Oh, with and the, that was the dipole thing
that bugged the crap out of me because that looked like crap.
And you really didn't like that one because it had a smaller pole towards the front of the house for one of the legs.
It was very visible from the front of the house.
Correct. Yes, yes.
And then when the hex beam went up, uh-huh, I was like, at least it doesn't look as janky as the singular pole.
Right.
Now it looks like something that you've done on purpose. Right?
Yeah, okay. It's not a homemade thing. This, yeah. You spent some money and bought a real antenna. That's kind of what you're trying to say?
Yeah, and it does, again, fade from view because of the very thin lines.
We're talking about the hex beam still.
Yes.
Okay.
The step IR is very noticeable.
Yeah.
It's, you're going to have to paint it. I don't know. I don't know what else to tell you. But I do want to say that it looks, if we had a more modern house, like if our house was like a modern style house with like straight lines and like kind of industrial looking, mm-hmm, I would be no problem. Because actually it looks very well built. It looks very modern. And the black is like,
it's striking.
Yeah.
And it looks the most high tech out of anything I've done.
Yes.
To date. Yeah. Right. So, okay. With that
but
said,
it does
it is
not go with the decor of our,
no,
of our home.
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So going with the Hans Christian Andersen themed.
Well, I was thinking more like English garden. That's okay. What I'm trying to build out. And then now there's a black big antenna on the
right
roof.
Right. Well, yeah. I'm thinking about the guy with the house down the street, right, that he's got the Hans Christian Andersen themed home.
Okay, that guy just has so much stuff in front of his house you don't notice anything but the gnomes and the stained glass when you're looking at his house.
Right. Well, because he's got a crank up tower.
I never noticed. Still so distracted. Right.
Okay.
By
I'm just trying to see where we can go with this. A crank up tower.
You're not covering my house in gnomes so that you can hide your antenna, okay? That's also not where we're going.
I was thinking pink flamingos.
No, oh my God.
So the crank up tower is, it starts at the height of the roof.
Uh-huh.
And then it cranks up about 60 feet.
That's what a lot of people had suggested in your comments on one of the live streams.
The problem I have with that, and I haven't worked myself through it all yet, but the problem with that is,
wait, you're not done shopping for antennas right now? What's happening?
No, it's the same antenna. It's the same antenna.
Oh, you just want to crank it up.
I just want to get it up higher. I want to get it up there. Get it up.
I also want to note that we have basically what is a brand new roof.
No, it would be in the backyard.
I know, but you installed an antenna on our brand new roof.
Yeah.
Just
drilled right into the rafters with that.
Oh, it makes me feel so
anxious. I even missed one of the holes too. Just went right through. I had to patch it. I did. I patched it. I did a good job.
Our roof is so beautiful,
though. It is. It's great. You should be up there. You should see it from my point of view when I'm on the roof.
That's okay. I'm cool.
It's crank up towers, right?
Yeah.
We'd have to like excavate a square in the backyard. And then do like a 3-foot by 3-foot cube of concrete.
If there is space in the backyard to dig anything, another tree is going back there because I want an orchard and I'm not trying to grow antenna signals.
No, okay? it would be right up against the back of the wall there on the deck.
No.
You'd have to cut the concrete of the deck.
And you're not touching that deck. You're not touching anything in the backyard. You're not getting into any of my square footage back there.
But it would just be a tower. It'd be right there. It'd be done.
No. No.
So this is it. We found the breaking point.
We're going to buy a new house before.
Yeah. I mean, because that's my problem is if I crank that thing 60 feet up and for some reason it fell over, where would it fall? It would fall onto a neighbor's house or onto the road. All bad things.
That would be anywhere in Cerritos. That would be a problem. All the houses are relatively close together.
Okay, so we found the limit.
Yeah. You know what else was like a really pleasant surprise for me yesterday? Was...
I know where you're going.
I went to my office to get some work done, and none of the things that I was trying to charge were charged.
Why is that?
You came in and turned off all of my strip plugs and unplugged them all. And then when I tried to get in the massage chair, that was unplugged. Yeah. I went... All my stove, my microwave.
Oh, yeah, the clocks are all screwed up.
The all messed up.
Yeah.
I just...
So I found... So last night, this was a lot of fun, actually. I gave the kids all flashlights. Because it was dark. It was late.
I just got punked. I don't even know why.
It was late. And you were at work. You had to run into work really fast. And so I was like, well, this is a good time. Let's shut off all the power and figure out where the RF is coming from. Because I picked up... So when I switched to the Step IR, it pulls in more signals than the hex beam does.
Yeah.
Performance-wise, I can hear a lot more with it. I mm-hmm. can't just transmit more. I hear more with it.
Okay.
And I picked up more RFI.
And then somebody on the radio told you to unplug all my stuff?
No, this is the standard. Unplugger things. That wasn't a human on the radio. That was the radio telling me to unplug all your things. Once it gets over 5 on the RFI meter there, it's like, unplug her things. She doesn't matter. The signals,
the
signal
only,
purity
the only
matters.
Thing that matters is me. Yes, yes.
So I gave the kids all radios, and or not radios, flashlights. And I said, okay, we're going to hunt the RFI. And they were super into it. So we shut off all the power and we kept running back and forth. I showed them what I'm looking for on the radio because it has the screen, right?
Okay.
Showed them what looking for on the radio. And we'd go back and forth. I'm like, when that goes from being blue to like black, like darker and darker and darker, you know we're getting there. And they were like, okay, okay. And so we would go and we'd like flip the switches and went all black and they're like, okay. And then we'd start pulling it back up and we found new RFI generators. And I'm still trying to track them all down.
Yeah.
Yeah, and field
days.
Must
be the signal disruptor that I installed in my office.
Yeah, the jammer. You installed a jammer.
Yeah.
So field day is this weekend. That's what all this is for. Is I busted my butt getting that Step IR up. I probably pushed it too hard because I was like totally destroyed on Monday when I went back to work. But it's up. It's up. And so field days this
but
weekend.
But I planned a vacation for this weekend.
Well, that's good for me because I'll be in the garage and the house will be completely black.
It's a family vacation.
All the breakers are going to be off and I'll be playing radio with a quiet RFI environment.
How long are you going to do field day for?
I don't know. I haven't. Well, I've been thinking about it, but I haven't decided.
You're going to do it from your shack then? You're doing it from the backyard?
No, this year only.
Did you do field day last year in the backyard?
No, 2018. We were in Austin in 2019. I was doing the video with the Modern Rogue when we were in Austin. Yeah, so field day was actually really nice to do the shoot with them because there were so many signals out there. I could show them, like, look how busy the bands are.
Oh.
It's, you know, it's special because it's field day.
Special.
It's special. but that made it a lot of fun. No, so this year, because of COVID-19, the ARRL has said you can work from home. And what happens is you use your own call sign for your logs. Mm-hmm. And then when you submit your logs, you can submit them for a radio club. So
okay.
You can combine.
So is HRCC a radio club?
No. So we found out, we got a clarifying point. Actually, it was Rhea. Rhea is the Hudson director of the ARRL. We were talking about it on Twitter. And she was basically saying there is a mileage restriction. You have to be, I'll pull it up. Let me make sure. 175-mile limit around the club. So any member that's within 175 miles of the club's headquarters or where it's, you know, where the operating station is.
So what needs to happen is that HRCC needs to create a map of locations. Everybody tags themselves as to where they are, and then you find the city that has
the most,
and then make that the headquarters for the club.
So an interesting thought, and this is like, this is crazy thing. This is like just going way down the rabbit hole. There's a bunch of radios that do remote operation. So technically, you could put a bunch of these radios in a centralized location with a fat network pipe, and you could have everybody remote into it. And it counts as where the radio is.
Wow.
So you could just like Chinese Bitcoin farm ham radio by just putting a ton of these radios.
How
and remote
mad
them all.
Would the ARRL be?
Just gamify the whole thing. Just
and how
hack it.
Mad would the older generation that's like, you don't know your Morse code. And you beat us all for field day.
I got a ton of online people. Just all have them remote in and just kick butt. That actually is what, I don't remember the club, but Connor, he was a part of a contest where it was a lot of remote operation. It was done, they ran the remote
operating
transmitter.
Is there not a rule on field day about doing this?
No, you can do it. Yeah, you can do it.
Why are you not doing it?
Well, these radios are not cheap. They're like one of the most expensive radios to buy.
Okay, I scrapped this idea and let's move on. Let's not talk about it.
Like thousands of dollars.
This is a bad idea.
More than the
antenna
on the roof.
You don't want to upset anybody.
Yeah, come on. You want to play nice. But that was a really funny thought.
But then if you told me it's actually kind of cheap, you should definitely do this.
I mean, there is...
And you should do it before anybody else does it.
Right, right. I mean, there are ways to do it on the cheap, but you'd be limited to like QRP. The radios that could do it that are cheap are 5-watt radios.
Well, see, here's the thing. If you guys were to do this, you could have all of the YouTubers get together their own teams, and you could all compete against each other.
Well, it can't be a team. It has to be a club. And a club...
Scrap this. Forget field day. I'm saying
just
you should
in general.
Do a totally
yeah.
different
yeah.
competition.
Yeah. No, that's a good idea. Because now that I think about it, a pretty good amount of the YouTubers have Flex radios. And so they already have the capability because, you know, the YouTuber, the creator would probably operate for a while, right? But if they wanted to like tag out and let somebody
spend some
else
time
run,
with their family, maybe.
Maybe, you know, that's a thing. People like that. They could tap out and have somebody remote into their station and run it.
Yeah.
Because that's cool too, because then you could just stream 24 hours. I could just leave the stream running for 24 hours.
Yeah.
And have people just cycle in and it could be
we'll
like
need to a... get like a cardboard cutout of you.
No. You use like a Zoom call. They just use their webcam and you make them the primary talker.
Oh, that's a good idea.
That's it. Easy. Hey. That's a good idea. I should do that.
Yeah.
Well, now I'm going to have to buy one of those radios. Way to go. Now you sold me one of those radios.
You know what? Let's not do that.
Nicely done.
You should be a part of Ham Radio 2.0's team, quite honestly.
Right, right, right. Yeah. Flex Radio, give me a call. but yeah, that sounds like fun. That's something I could
take
do.
It back.
Yeah,
no.
Because I could hang out here. I could just operate the Zoom call from here on my iPad.
I take it all back.
Again, this is why I bring you out here. You have the ideas. You are the ideas generator.
I am my own worst enemy.
Yeah, you just like beautiful with the ideas. It's awesome. So that's great.
Mistakes were made.
Thank you. Thank you.
Can we rewind this and pretend I didn't say any of this?
Can we scrap this whole podcast today? I am feeling a little under the weather.
I ate too much spicy food.
I'm nauseous. Yeah. Not from the food. From this discussion. Yeah.
It hurts me inside.
Yes. Very good. I like that. Okay. So field day. You know, one of the big things about field day is the culinary aspects of it.
We've talked about this before. Oh my God, are you going to make me cook outside for field day? You're not even going to be outside.
No, you don't have to cook outside. You can cook inside.
What?
Yeah. So what are we making?
I just did.
Now,
I cook all the time.
Now, hear me out. This is not necessarily something you have to cook, but I want your ideas on this.
Okay.
So if I'm doing field day.
Things you can cook on a wire.
Maybe. No. Things I can cook on my workbench and do a combination field day.
You want me to be your sous chef?
No, not you, me. I can do this while I'm
field
day. I
know, but you want me to be your sous chef. You want me to prep everything.
Yeah, I want you to kitchen prep. Then... I want you to have a little cart and you wheel it in with the ingredients and then I, you know, finely diced ingredients.
Good luck with campfire pizza.
No, we're not going to do that. But we could do like a mukbang while doing field day. Live stream.
I do like this idea.
Yeah, right?
I really...
Because we could hook up the warming plate.
When you were vlogging every day, there was two ways you could have gone with your channel.
I am glad I went
you
this
could
way.
Have gone...
I would be so fat.
You could have gone ham radio, or you could have gone mukbang.
And you it wouldn't
were,
just me.
You were featured on Business Insider, not for business.
For hot wings.
But for eating.
For eating. No, not for business. We'd all be fat if we went down that road.
Oh, like,
the kids would be, it'd be bad. They are very healthy.
I mean, they don't even eat right now, so maybe the mukbangs are a good idea.
maybe a little bit. Yeah, a little bit more. So, right, I could put the hot plate, the electric hot plate, on the workbench space, the open workbench space, and then I could, like, cook something easy.
Oh, you're talking about my induction range?
Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah, you could do that, too.
What would
and I have the overhead
do?
Cam. Like the little griddle, thing, the hot plate.
Oh no.
That's wrong. Yeah. You see where I'm going with this, though, right? Okay.
So the first one is definitely spicy challenge ramen noodles.
Yeah, I thought about that.
But then I'd give you what it would take to make the ramdon from Parasite.
But that's
it's
not
like
spicy.
Wagyu beef.
That's not spicy, though.
But you can make it spicy.
Okay.
It's a similar basis.
And ramdon specifically is like a Korean... Like,
it's two different ramen noodles.
But it's a flex, right?
It is.
Because it's like a mad flex. Because you're using wagyu beef.
It's such an expensive cut of meat.
With just crap ramen.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really good ramen for instant ramen. But it's like, you're taking something that's like high society, like wagyu beef. And we're just dumbing it down with a bunch of sauce.
Are you sure you want to do the cooking?
Oh, if you're on board. But I've got the overhead camera so people can see it. You don't have to be on the shot.
Yeah, I'll cook
but
it.
I can point the camera down.
Yeah.
I mean, your hands would be in it.
Okay.
See?
Are you judging my cuticles or something?
No, what
are
you I'm just letting you know. God. See, that's a good idea. That could be fun. So it's going to be field day plus mukbang.
You know
10 hours live.
You know what would be really hilarious? As if I just came in and tried to do a seafood boil.
Oh my God. And there's just steam and freaking everything smells like fish because it's boiling and splattering fish everywhere. Please don't do that.
This is also where I'm going to deep fry a turkey.
Yeah. Right here. Yeah.
Now I have to think of a theme for the food. Do I make you eat weird food?
Oh no. Please.
Like suddenly
please
we
don't.
Have balut.
No.
What will you do?
I'm not...
No, okay, that's the deal. I'll cook, but you have to eat whatever I make.
Okay, I'm just going to do MREs and eat it live. That's
okay, fine.
I'm not going to eat balut.
No,
I'm not
fine.
Into it.
That's fine. You've made your choice.
Leia, we've been together. We've been together for a long time now. There's been many options that I could have gotten balut. I could have asked at any time and balut would have been given to me. I don't think I'm there. I don't know when I'll get there.
And this is fine.
I mean, you'd have
I'm
to put something.
I'm not cooking for field day.
That's fine. I'll figure something out. I'll definitely do the
No,
line,
I will totally cook for field day. Just eat some balut.
I think you'd have to put more on the line than that. You'd have to like get your license or something. I don't think I can do. Not just like you cook all the time. You cook all the time. Amazing. That would be awesome if you did that. But you got to put some more skin in the game, I think, than just. Here's some balut. Eat it. You know what I mean? I think you'd have to get your license. I'm sorry.
I'm going to get my license.
Yeah. Well,
you need me
okay.
to get my license by field day?
No.
Oh.
Wait.
No.
I could make that happen.
No.
We can make that happen.
Impossible.
I mean,
I cannot make this
logistically
happen.
Could open the doors that a test could happen and you could get your license. But
I mean, you're saying that you could open the door and make the test happen.
Yes.
For the possibility of me getting my license.
You still have to pass your license. You would have to be the final component to that piece.
Where does this end, Josh?
I don't know. We're pushing
the envelope.
I get
my license and then what? When are you going to get your general?
Well, that's everybody's favorite. Like, there's always another level with ham radio.
Yeah.
And I think that's why dudes are into it because it's always like kind of like you get to a new plateau and then you can kind of like crap on the people below you. Maybe not actually do it.
See, this is exactly why, like, the ham, not to plug Ham Tactical, but this is one of the cool things about Ham Tactical shirts, right? Mm-hmm. Like, the badge line of shirts.
Leia, you're supposed to read the script as I wrote it.
You get...
I'm just kidding.
you get your technician shirt so everybody can celebrate you when you become a technician,
right?
Right.
Right.
And then you go get your general, then you get your general shirt.
Yeah.
Right.
You and can then, hang the shirt up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, extra.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
I do have to say, you have a lot of people who already have their extra.
Yeah. It's, you know what? I started, when we started out the Ham Radio Crash Course, I saw the progression.
Right.
Like early on, right? Everybody went out and got their technician.
Right.
And I was on HF. Right. And I was kind of alone, if you will. Like there wasn't a lot of, there was a lot of YouTubers that were on HF.
Right.
People that watch YouTube that were on HF, but the people that were specifically following the Ham Radio Crash Course, still kind of at the technician level. There was a lot of people on HF.
You know what? I realize
I've seen it now just growing and growing. It's so awesome.
I need to make women's shirts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's nothing to make that an option, right? It's just a.
So I've got to create a whole new product line for it.
Okay.
Because they're not the same.
Oh, design. Oh, the shirt. Design, right? The
the
physical attributes of the shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be good. But it's been awesome because now, I mean, the Discord really kind of opened that up, that people can just hop on there and be like, hey, I'm here. Oh, hey, I'm over here. Hey, let's see if we can make a contact.
Nice.
And it started out with being a lot of VHF, UHF. Like, hey, we'll try and work each other through the repeaters or we'll try and work each other through whatever and make a contact that way. And then, you know, we got the DMR, Yaesu System Fusion, and now D-Star, which is fantastic. Shout out to Icon. Shout out to Dennis and Ethan. They're the ones that worked that out. And Dennis, in particular, like, he put money down to buy hardware to make it interface,
wow,
which is just crazy. I owe that guy something. When something comes out that I'm waiting for, he's getting one of them, so... and then so it was, everybody was on the digital radios because they're internet enabled, right? So
yeah,
you have a handy talkie and you're talking into it and you can talk to other people over the internet. But then people started progressing into HF and now I'm lots of questions about antennas and, you know, I'm have a limited space. What should I put up? It's been awesome. It's been really, really cool too. It's really great too because of the other creators that come on to like
the Discord. I feel like maybe you could answer that question by putting a more compact antenna on the roof.
Yeah?
Do it for the community, man.
Do it for the community. God, you're such an elitist.
I know.
No, but it's like amazing, like seeing the trends of like DX Commander, right? DX Commander, YouTube creator,
right,
makes a great antenna, now a whole line of antennas, but it's inexpensive, it's easy to set up, it's a vertical, which you can't really have a lot of people playing around with it. That's why we won't have one in the backyard, because we don't really have the space either, but the kids would just destroy it.
Sure.
But, you know, there's a ton of people that are on the Ham Radio Crash Course Discord and the Facebook group that are buying them and setting them up, and they're, like, killing it. Matt, down in Florida, has a couple of them. And he's heard everywhere. He has an amp, but he bought an inexpensive amp to get started. He has a more expensive amp now. But, you know, he's literally everywhere. He gets
what
hit in the UK.
What do people do with their old equipment?
Sell it. Sell it used. Try and find local people that'll buy it.
Huh.
That's a big thing. I mean, there's eBay for that. A lot of people buy.
Why don't you
eBay.
Have a BST as a part of your Ham Radio Crash Course Facebook?
We talked about that. The concern was if the deals go bad. Are we going to get stuck into arbitration with people, you know, because
feel bad? No. A BST is just like a spin-off group from Ham Radio Crash Course, where it's Ham Radio Crash Course buy, sell, trade. They do it at
like
their own
risk. Like
a
separate Facebook group?
Yeah.
I mean, do you want to admin that? How many admins do we have now? Like,
they're amazing.
Seven? Oh, they
amazing,
are.
Yeah.
They are, but they're like spread so thin. Like, they work really hard.
But
we
I mean,
have,
the
it's
benefit
crazy
of
how
that,
much it's grown.
And again, I'm going to bring this back to baby wearing, but
of course, as one does. When
I don't even
about
baby
radio.
Wear anymore, but and I want to note that all of my expensive wraps, one day you took a bag of them and donated them, thousands of dollars worth.
No, I did
of
not.
Baby wraps. Yes, you did. And yeah. Yeah.
What?
Heartbreaking. So I'm trying.
You never told me this.
I'm trying to figure out how to get back at you.
You never told me this.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
Apparently not.
I didn't look through the boxes. You said that was the stuff to go and I took it.
Yeah.
Wait, is this my fault that...
I'm not going to place any blame.
I assume I didn't hear about this because you somewhat feel you're also implicit in this.
No, I'm revealing this now.
Because you've already done the thing to get back at me and I just haven't found it yet? Is that what's happening?
Because revenge is best served cold.
Where did that line come from?
I don't know. The internet? I'm just kidding.
Well, I mean, yeah, it's popular on the internet, but it came from a nerdy movie.
No idea.
Came from a Star Trek movie.
That's not where it came from.
Yes, it is.
No, it is not.
Yes, it is.
I'm going to look at this on the internet later.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. Look it up. Look it up. Look it up.
Just not that interesting.
Do it. Yeah. Okay,
no, that's fine.
It came from Wrath of Khan.
No
yes.
way.
Yes, it did.
No. Okay. Now I've got to.
So it's been really amazing seeing the growth of not just amateur radio, which it has grown. And I think to a large portion, it is the effect of social media for amateur radio, which I think is awesome.
It's a proverb.
From?
Let's see. The origins.
Yes. It's been awesome seeing the growth. And now HF is taking off again. Well, HF isn't going anywhere. It's been around for a long time. It's not going anywhere. But it's nice to see more, I want to say younger, but definitely more internet-enabled people. Getting
Godfather 1969.
Really?
Yes.
When did Wrath of Khan come out?
I'm so glad that I looked this up.
Yeah. Well, that's good.
Wrath of Khan came out in 1982.
I thought it was from Wrath of Khan. Well, thank you. Now I know the right answer.
Yes.
So I appreciate
and
that.
And you're wrong.
Well, I am wrong.
Which is so delightful.
But it's nice because then people are going to comment on iTunes. One star.
One star.
It's Godfather, you idiot.
Have you ever heard of Google?
Sometimes you get like that, though. Like you hear something and you're like, that must be right.
There's
mass
no
make
way.
You
There's...
mass make you more sick than not. That must be right. I'm just kidding. I'm not trying to trigger anybody.
Yeah.
So... Man, there's so many things to talk about, but I don't know what else to say.
I don't know. Where are we on time?
48 minutes.
I think that's a...
You think that's good?
Not a bad place to...
If I will ask you this. Is there a radio that you think you would like to own? I'm not going to go buy it necessarily, but I'm just curious. Like, what is an interesting looking radio to you?
I want one, something that just automates everything.
Wow. I'm sorry, Leah, this is the wrong hobby for you. I do get that question a lot, though. That's not really how, even the ones you take right out of the box and put up,
yeah.
Like the box is good, the radio is good, but you've got like your coax to figure out, your antenna to figure out, like all those things, right?
Oh, I do have something that I want to talk about.
Oh, I love this.
Do you remember the DDoS attack on the T-Mobile network?
Oh, it's great. I'm so glad you brought this up. Yes.
I couldn't communicate. I tried to call my best friend, and it
Which
said...
Which is me.
The... Oh.
Right? Is it me?
So awkward. My best friend that I don't live with.
Oh. Okay, I'm beating the kids in Charlotte. Good.
Yeah.
We did get some goldfish, though, so I don't know where I line up.
I do like Jeffrey and Dragon.
Wasn't it The Dragon?
The Dragon. So formal.
Yes. This fish.
No, we go to buy the kids goldfish.
Right.
And they insist on not getting ones that are gold. They're like, I want the black one. I want the white one.
Which cracks me up because Jeffrey is the name of the goldfish on The Deep, the show that Ben watches.
Oh, is that why?
And that fish is gold.
So what's hilarious is that
copy it, these like, chew on the, you know, on the
these goldfish are feeder goldfish. They're like 19 cents a fish. No, but you can buy larger goldfish that are more expensive. These are 19 cent goldfish.
Yeah, yeah. Okay? I mean, there are special versions of goldfish, but you know.
Imagine asking somebody at a pet store to pick out specific colored feeder goldfish.
We definitely did that when we were kids. The carnival at the local school would give out coupons if you made the ping pong ball into the fish.
Oh, thing. Instead of just having the fish in the bag.
Yeah, they stopped doing that when all the fish went home dead, basically.
Right.
Because they got cooked. You'd get a coupon and then you'd go in and get one. And no, people asked them to like pick, I want that one. That ended really quickly, by the way. But yes, people did do that.
I think the girl was very irritated at the fact that she knew we had a smaller tank. She wanted us to get a betta. And I was like, lady, I have to get two of them. You don't understand. I can't get two bettas.
That's a fine tank for two fish. She was mad about that?
Yeah. She said the tank was too small.
How many gallons is it? 15? 10? 5?
This tank? It's a gallon tank.
It's a gallon. Okay. There's no back to it, right? It's not a circle.
It was for brine shrimp.
Oh.
And then she was like, it's just not going to work. And I'm like, it's fine. My husband has a massive tank. He used to try to grow like crystal shrimp, crystal red shrimp or whatever.
And then her eyes lit up and she was like, wow.
She didn't believe me.
I think she didn't believe that you knew crystal red shrimp?
No, she just, I don't think she believed me because she was like, okay, whatever.
Yeah.
And the reality is that
they will live and die in that tank.
Yeah, they're no, because I just don't think they're going to last that long.
I mean,
and this is how I know.
Because you're not going to change the water.
Within 2 to 3 hours of the fish being home, I had put water conditioner and anti-bac and like whatever is supposed to prevent bacterial growth in the water. I go and I lay down. And then when I go to find out where Edison is, he has dumped half of the bottle of water conditioner into the tank. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, what are you doing? And he was like, I'm looking at the fish. And I'm like, okay.
I was wondering why their scales were so shiny.
No, I swapped out the water immediately.
Yeah.
But I don't think those fish are long for this world. They don't seem very interested in food.
Really?
And when we had the brine shrimp, he also dropped like foreign rocks into the water.
On them?
Yeah. And I think that one of them was a rock crystal, like a salt rock crystal.
Oh my God.
He dropped in there.
Jeez.
Which might be why all the brine shrimp died.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe.
So I'm not really concerned about them growing too big for the tank. And if they do, we'll just upgrade or something. But
so there's a, the vape shop down the street has a tank that they're not, it's like not in use right now. And it's maybe 5 gallons with an integrated pump.
Oh my God. Why is this happening?
I can go ask them about selling me the tank if you want. It's probably cheap.
Okay.
I do have
Are you
going to
put
though.
An antenna in it?
Yeah. Are the fish like ham radio? Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Boiled so fish. DDoS attack.
Yes. Okay. So I try to call my best friend, Sarah, and it goes, the user is not, whatever that disconnected message is,
Burn
like when
net.
Somebody's phone has been paid. And I was like, this is impossible. I literally just have been texting with her. So I know her phone works. And then so I try to call her husband, right? Because I'm thinking maybe there's something wrong with her phone.
Right.
Same thing on his line. Then I try calling my mom. Same thing on her line.
Okay. What was the unifying variable about those three people? What carrier were they on?
T-Mobile. Yeah. And then I tried calling you, and it was fine.
Because I'm on AT&T.
Yes.
I'm getting to this. Keep going. Because there's a point to make here, but keep going.
And then I called my mom using FaceTime audio.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and that worked because she was on the Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Good. So it turns out that there was a massive DDoS attack, distributed denial of service attack. Against all the carriers. Most were affected. They had some downtime, but T-Mobile actually had like an outage from it. And the FCC, I don't know if they fined T-Mobile, but they definitely said like their outage was too long and they must remedy the problem immediately.
It went on for most of the day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But no, it was like the FCC was like, no, dog.
It was literally disrupting business.
Right.
Like, there were people we were trying to reach that were out in the field getting work done, mm-hmm. and we couldn't reach them, and they couldn't reach us.
Was this like the strawberry fields, the wheat fields, the...
No, on a construction site.
I know, I'm just kidding.
Okay.
So that's a big problem, obviously. How would have ham radio solved this?
Just get on the same band and yell at each other? I don't
know. They turned off their radio. God, we never saw this coming. This outage. But yeah, though, that was a really good... And I was actually on the Switch podcast that same day. And I mentioned that to them, and they were not familiar with it. So maybe T-Mobile's not a big thing in New York. I don't know. I don't know if T-Mobile's like got a big foothold. But yeah, that's like, that could happen.
It did make my mom want to get a ham radio.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Yes. Success. She'd be good on the radio.
What?
What? I'll set up her antenna.
How do it? How do you know if somebody would be good on the radio?
She's good. She's punchy. She's sassy. She'd be good on the radio. People would like to talk to her. She'd be good.
She would convert everybody over to Buddhism. Mm-hmm. Help them find their peace.
She would get in a lot of fights with Christians that are on ham radio. There's a lot of them. That's for sure. That's for sure. That would be fun, though. What if she gets her license before you, Leia?
I wouldn't doubt it. She's learning Pali right now. It's the original language.
Pali? What is Pali?
It's the original language that Buddha spoke. It's like a almost forgotten language of the India area.
Wow.
She's on the second level already.
How many levels are there? Before I get too excited to impress. So she's like a general is what you're saying. No. In Pali.
No.
Has she seen the website? She can buy a shirt.
She did. She has seen the website. Yes.
How many levels are
there? No, I don't know. I don't know.
Okay. All right. Well, that's
But it's taught by a monk, and she's learning to not only read it, but I think speak it as mm-hmm. well. Just so bizarre.
I mean, I'm shocked that it's taught by a monk, to be honest with you. I just don't.
It's a Sri Lankan monk.
Who else would be the one teaching that dead language? Oh, that's pretty good. I wonder. No, that's good. We'll leave that for another time. So, okay, big plans. Field day.
Wait,
big
can
things.
I? Is so the FCC mm-hmm. governs ham radio.
Well, they govern all of the signal space. All RF space is governed by the FCC. And
so you know
there are international versions of that.
Like aviation is the standard language is
English. Yeah.
Is that kind of the bulk of ham radio
yeah.
as well?
Yeah. Call signs, regardless of your country of origin, are supposed to be in English.
Interesting.
Yeah. So oftentimes like...
Such a patriotic hobby.
There's a lot of Spanish-speaking stations out of Mexico. And they will have, you know, two-way conversations with each other. And then, like, every 10 minutes, you'll hear them pop in with their call signs in English.
Mm, interesting.
Yeah. So, I mean, that happens a lot. Big stations, actually, out of Mexico, I hear a lot. Or just, you know, South America. But, yeah. No, it's...
What about Japan, though? Because ham radio is really big in Japan.
Yeah. Dude, it's huge in Japan.
Godzilla in Japan.
Yes. Yes. I have always wanted to go to Japan for the video game stuff because video games are just like, I mean, it's the mecca of video games.
Sure.
That's where everything comes from. But also, if you think about it, that is also kind of the mecca of ham radio.
We should go to Japan.
I know, right? All the...
Take my mom with us.
Yeah?
She
There's
really
some
wants
cool
to
temples
to,
out there.
I know.
Super cool temples.
Yeah, but she's wanted to go to Japan, remember?
Yes.
And her trip was canceled
I
because
remember.
Of a business emergency.
But. Yeah. But ham radio is like the mecca in Japan too, because all the major companies are in Japan And so they're like ham radio stores.
I'm hearing that we can use ham radio crash course funds to pay for a Japan trip.
So many birds are getting killed in one stone that flies across the Pacific to Japan. No, that would be fun. There would be so much. I would be able to make so many videos in Japan.
But like not right now.
No, right now. We're going to go. I already got tickets. Next, not this weekend. That's field day. But then immediately we get on a plane and we're going to Japan. Surprise! No, I'm just kidding. I didn't.
Happy Father's Day again.
All the things for me. Let's go. Yeah. No, that would be fun. That would be a lot of fun.
Just think about it.
Okay.
And not do anything about it.
For a while.
Just like me getting my license.
Yeah.
Let's think about it for a long time.
Okay, with that, we hit the hour mark. That's a good size podcast. And we don't think we want to go any further than this. I finished my wine.
You had no agenda.
No agenda.
So disorganized. And we didn't even do any ham radio questions. So I'm not really getting any closer to my technician.
If you were banking your ham radio license on this podcast,
this is it. This
you're
is
not going to study at all?
I'm not studying. I'm only doing this podcast.
First of all, I will say up front, I usually. Actually, all of the studying I did to get my license involved zero alcohol. So let me just say that right
now. Listen, the test is online right now, so I can just drink while I take the test. It's not a big deal.
I can only pass this when I'm drunk, okay? I learned drunk. I'm going to pass a test drunk.
It's just like when you're studying for a test and you're eating Skittles while you're studying. You have to eat the Skittles while you're taking the test.
And then once I get my license, I'm going to operate drunk.
Sober. I can't remember any of this.
Can't remember anything sober. That's right. Very good. Well, Leia, thank you again for joining us on the Ham Radio Crash Course podcast. My
you know
reoccurring
how you
guest.
Thank me.
You are like the Andy to my Conan.
Why don't you just make me a co-host already? This is ridiculous.
Was Andy ever a co-host or was he always a guest? I don't remember.
I thought he was the co-host.
Was he? I don't know.
Just a forever guest?
Somebody was a forever guest. Ed McMahon or somebody. I don't remember. Johnny Carson. I don't know.
Make me a host. Make me a host when I get my license. That'll be the dangler.
Until then, you're just a guest.
Yes. You can't.
Sorry. Can't be slumming it down here with
these
non-license having muggles.
I'm going to be really suspicious if you bring on another host.
Who am I bringing on? What are you talking about?
I don't know.
Okay.
Who else is sitting at our kitchen table?
Yeah, just hop on in. Here we go.
It's Ben.
You know what? That is probably more true than anything. Ben might have his life. No, I don't know.
He's already started studying, though.
Yeah, he did. He takes practice tests. I mean, he's taking practice tests. You know, I mean, that's what we could say.
He also runs in when he watches your videos. And he runs and he goes, I gave it a thumbs up.
Yes! I trained him well.
Dad, I just spent all day watching your videos, thumbsing them up.
That's right, son. At least 4 hours of doing that after a day, yes. Addison's in there sneaking in behind him, giving him thumbs down.
He is all the thumbs down.
He is all the thumbs down as Addison.
He's like, this is not a cartoon.
All right, that'll do it.
Popping up.
Thank you, everybody, for listening. Please consider rating us wherever you podcast. iTunes is generally preferred, but everywhere's good. Check out hamtactical.com.
And, like, leave comments and stuff, because that's the only reason I...
Well, what's the preferred... Well, okay, go follow Leia on Ham Tactical.
Oh, that's not what I'm asking for.
On Instagram, and comment about the podcast there. Then you could be the commentator of podcast.
I guess I could do like a screenshot of the SoundCloud page.
Yeah.
To announce the podcast.
Yeah. So everybody follow Leia at Ham Tactical on Instagram and give her your feedback, all of it. send her all the messages.
What's really funny about this, though, is when somebody asks a technical question, I just push it off to Josh.
You just hand me the phone.
You've just got to answer this now.
Which has happened. Yeah. Which is, I was like, wow, that's pretty awesome.
I'm like, apparently people don't understand. But there's no reason they should understand. I mean, I just kind of...
You made the logo and name for a reason. It implies knowing. Yeah. Yes. Gnosticism is implied in the name that you're... And branding. But if you just gave like complete gibberish answers, that would be a thing.
I don't think it's accurate to call it my account, though, because you send me some of the pictures of Instagram images that I repost. So you're helping to kind of aggregate what's on that platform.
Yeah, I do but Instagram creators that I like, I send you their pictures for reposting, because there's a lot of good ham radio content everywhere, which I'll leave the podcast with this statement. If you're thinking about putting something out there for ham radio, you absolutely should. You just need your phone to make a YouTube video or an Instagram post or a TikTok, whatever. And they're really, really, really good and effective if you're actually playing radio, if you're out there doing something with radio, showing off your radio, how it works. Great. Do that.
I mean, the Ham Tactical Instagram page was originally created to like share cool things happening in the community. Mm-hmm. It was not about... You have your own Instagram.
Yeah.
It's kind of, it would be weird for you to share other people's images. So Ham Tactical kind of does that.
I sometimes do, but very rarely.
Yeah.
Again, please consider creating content for amateur radio.
Yeah.
As we saw with the comments from the beginning of the show, putting ham radio out in the mainstream means you have to normalize it. You have to make it a thing that people see and they're interested in, or they're confused by. Often, creating confusion that doesn't seem aggressive in this day and age is really good, because you just make people interested
in
figuring it out.
And you know what I've heard about this?
Hmm.
That's how you protect the bands.
How? What do you mean?
By getting more users.
Right. Yeah. There will be less business interest. Well, there's always going to be business interest, but they'll have less of an argument if the bands are in use at all times. So, yes, absolutely. Create more content. Get more of your voice out there if you're doing amateur radio. Absolutely. That's a topic for a stream. I should actually do that on a stream. I have to now.
Great.
Okay, everybody, thanks again for listening. And I'll say again, thank you, Leia, for being our wonderful guest on the show.
You're welcome.
So, everybody, thank you so much. Make sure to subscribe to the YouTube channel and follow us, because I'll likely get this up before field day. So get ready for field day. And if you're thinking about trying and getting on the air, absolutely do it. Get something up, even a wire. I promise you, even with a super compromised antenna, you will make some contacts this weekend, because it's going to be
QRP.
Intense. QRP. Yeah, you know me. Bye, everybody. See ya.